Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. All the compact racing news in one spot. With your hosts, Drew Jack and Woody.
Good evening, everybody out there, and welcome to this week's episode of Compact Weekly. I got to change that beginning because Melinda Russell's been on board with us from the beginning. So it's going to be Melinda Russell and myself today, and we'll be interviewing quite a few people. Melinda, you're online. Say hi.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Woody. How's your week going?
Oh, my week's going pretty good. It was some good weather this weekend so far.
Yeah, until tomorrow, but that's all right. We enjoy every minute we get, so.
It'll go away fast. It's still going to be in the 40s, 45s.
Yeah. I went out
and
to
Yep.
Kalamazoo Speedway today because I was out that way, and I thought I'm just going to drive out there, and I just did a little short. Hey, it's bare now, but it's going to be buzzing here soon. And just was like, oh, gosh, hurry up.
I missed it more
after I was out there. Yeah.
I'm afraid to go to the track. I've got a new toy coming, hopefully Friday. I bought a drone, so we're going to do some drone footage of the different tracks and stuff.
That's going to
be
cool.
So I was thinking about heading over one of the tracks maybe Sunday and doing some aerial shots of it. But I just know then it's just going to get my juices flowing.
Yeah,
so how was your week so far?
Those are fun.
Okay. How was your week so far, and what's going on with the magazine this week?
Oh, let's see. I'm finishing up the March issue. I got the decals in. They're awesome. They're 5-inch round decals that have our logo on them for people to put on their personal car, their race car, whatever. So all the members got the membership cards and the decals mailed out to them today. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. We've got shirts that we're working on. We're going to have some of those little pop socket things for your phone that have our logo on them. And we're just doing some really fun, like, kind of different stuff. So I've been working on some of that. And we got hats coming. And, yeah, just
for
been
those
busy.
People,
and I'm trying to get my taxes done. So that's, we won't even go there.
For those people that don't know it, go ahead and give your address to your magazine and tell people how to join.
Okay. So our website is www.iwmanation.com. And there's a little button up in the right-hand corner. It says Join Now. And it'll show you all the different packages we have, anywhere from the fan package all the way up to an event sponsor package, so there's something for everybody. When you join, you get a customized membership card and a decal for your car. You're going to get discounts on the things that we're going to have in our store, so we're doing lots of fun stuff. So it's iwmanation.com, and if you can't find it, just find me on Facebook, and I'll help you out any way I can. So we had a new member join at your banquet, so Ron and Mary Beth Ron and Mary Beth signed up Leah, so she's our new member, and we're excited about that. She's one of the youngest members that we have, so welcome to them, and, yeah, we're just cruising right along. Race season, with it getting busy, it's getting busier for me, too, which is a good thing, so.
Good. Well, speaking of bitten busy, we're going to start our first interview with one of our employees or one of our staff. She's on board with us right now. She's been listening quietly as we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring Jessica on board, and we're going to talk to her about what her duties are for the Midwest Compact Touring Series and also what her plans are. She's one of the photographers over at Berlin Speedway for HD Photo. So, Jessica, you still there?
I am.
Sweet.
Hi,
welcome,
Jessica,
to the show.
Hi, Melinda. Hi, Mike.
Thanks
on
for being with us tonight.
How was
well,
your
thank
week
you for
so
having
far?
Me. It's very,
How was your week so far?
It's been very busy. As you know, there's not really an off season when it comes to photography, so it's been pretty crazy.
How many years have you been the photographer at Berlin?
I have been there about 5 years now.
Oh, you're a veteran then.
I don't know about that. I think I'm learning something every week. I've been really kind of trying to do different things and just document those memories for everybody.
Yeah. Well, Woody would be a good resource, as I know you already know that. He takes amazing photos. So it's good to know I've got a couple photographers that I can call on if I need to. So go ahead and tell us what it is that you do. Why did they bring you on? What's your role in this compact series?
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I think I pretty much just try and help wherever I can. You know, Drew is very, very busy. Woody is very, very busy. I am busy, but I have been making a lot of phone calls and sending out emails. And, you know, I've learned a little bit about our website so I can help maintain that. You know, just trying to be helpful wherever I can be and really learn from them, you know, learn the promotion side of things, learn from Woody the marketing side of things, and just be as much of an asset as I possibly can be.
That's awesome, and I know how much they appreciate your help. Go ahead, Woody.
She's also the when Drew and I get an idea in our head, we like to go a little over the top, and she brings us back down to earth and pretty much scolds us and tells us how it is and tells us to calm down and put our wallets away.
So you have a champagne budget or a champagne taste and a beer budget, and she's keeping you in line so that you don't get out of whack either way, right?
You got it.
I'm trying to.
Very good.
Yeah.
PRI was like wrangling jellyfish, but I did the best I could and try and keep them focused.
We didn't spend any money at PRI. We just talked about spending a lot of money.
So what are you working on right now? I know you helped them, but is there any special project or anything you're doing, like with the schedule or any of that? Or what are you keeping busy with mostly right now?
Right now it's just trying to get things finished from 2017. I am really blessed to be able to do some special projects for Berlin Raceway. I've been working on some of those. That kind of seems to be my theme, is that I just help wherever I can, and that's what I've been doing. I know Drew needs me to do some work on our website because I don't think he paid attention during our class, so that's going to be something that I'll be working on today and tomorrow, and trying to get a little more information out there, a little more things to be seen for on our site, because it's a really nice site. It's just we have to keep adding to it and stay on top of it, and I think that will probably fall to Woody and I a little bit more as season gets started, since we'll be the ones with the pictures.
And that honestly can be almost a full-time job. Just Facebook marketing, which I know you guys do a lot of, and keeping that website up to date, for me, that's just like I can go for a couple weeks and be like, oh, shoot, I haven't done anything. And the weeks go by quick. So it's hard to stay on top of that when you get pulled other directions. I know that's true. So what do you enjoy most about working with those two crazy guys?
They definitely keep me on my toes. It's amazing how much they both know, and just to hear them talk. It's so interesting. I mean, they both have had so many different experiences. And even before I became part of the Midwest Compacts, I would talk to Woody when I was at Kalamazoo. And, you know, just hearing him, you know, I've tried this and this worked great and this didn't work, and just kind of picking his brain a little bit has been really helpful even with my photography company.
Right. Yeah. I know that Woody's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to photography. I actually offered to fill in for him one night, and he made some really rude remark to me about it, so I guess he doesn't think I know how to take pictures, but we'll just kind of let that slide. Even though I owned a newspaper and did all my own photography, but anyway.
Yeah,
so,
wasn't that something to do with Kyle Busch? And I was afraid that you might get a, you know, couldn't get, you know, leave him alone or something.
Yeah, I think that might have had something to do with it. So
I will say,
Jessica has,
she is an awesome photographer. She is so good behind the scenes, and that's something that I have been trying to get myself to do more behind the scenes in the pits. And every year I say, I'm going to do more of this, more of this. And all of a sudden I hear a race car on the track, and I run to the track and miss those pit scene, you know, pit shots. And that's what Jessica's very, very good at. She actually showed me up this year, and she started doing some very, very creative stuff, which kind of, I took it as a challenge and started doing my creative stuff. And I am pleased to announce that one of her creative photos is up in the running for the Speed 51 Photo of the Year. Which
I went in
shot.
And voted for her.
That's
oh,
the shot
you.
That got me doing on it. You know, and I love that shot. And that's the one where I went, okay, this is it. I've got to start doing this. And and then what I've done, and I've worked with her husband, Josh, we'll go and challenge each other. Like we're at one event, and I said, okay, Josh, let's see how slow we can go with our shutter speed. And we were just, I'm sure she'll know, Josh was just having a blast, just trying new things at the track. That's what I like
especially
about it.
Especially since I'm the one who edits all of our pictures. I know how that challenge went.
Yeah, we shot like, I don't know, 2,000 images to get one.
Wow.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. But no, she's also a great photographer.
Go ahead. I was just going to ask her, what is it? Oh, so you're a photographer, but what is it about race photography? Because that's got to be a challenge when the cars are going around faster than if you have a family that are pretty much sitting still taking pictures. So what is it about the racing? Is it that you're a race fan, or what is it about that that you enjoy taking pictures at the racetrack?
I am absolutely a fan first. I've been doing photography for most of my life. You know, I started doing the family pictures, senior pictures, all of that kind of stuff. I've done weddings. Even though I'm retired, I must stress that, I'm retired from weddings. I've done that for years, and I had grown up around racing and left for a couple of years. And when I came back, kind of reconnected with the Epping family and said to Billy one time, hey, you mind if I bring my camera out? And that was kind of the beginning of the end. After that, it was, hey, why don't you try doing autograph cards? This is Tim Horvath. Timmy doesn't have time to do autograph cards. Why don't you do them? And, I mean, it's just snowballed from there. It's, like, literally just snowballed from there. It's been crazy how everything changed so much from me just wanting to bring my camera out to the track and hang out for a little while. It's so much fun, and it's being a fan of it and being able to record those memories so people will have that in the future to look back on is great, and that's a lot of why I do the pit shots. I take the pictures that I wish I had of my family when they were racing. I mean, it's great to look back and see the gorgeous shots of the cars on the tracks, but I also wish I could see the people who were working on the cars and, you know, everything like that, the behind the scenes too, tell the whole story, and that's what
we're trying
to do.
Woody's the photographer at Galesburg. That's where my granddaughter raced. And honestly, I mean, I have every picture he took of her, and the ones that are my favorite, there's two that are my very favorite, and it's in the pits, and, you know, she's got long hair, her hair's down, and she's kind of turned sideways, and those are everybody's favorite pictures that he took. So those pit shots, you know, to me, those are worth so much, because it really looks like her. You know, she puts that helmet on, she could be anybody. But with that, the helmet off and that, so I think the pit shots are awesome. Woody's going to have to do more of those. We're going to have to get him, you know, into that mode like you are, because those were amazing photos.
Okay.
Well, I plan on doing a lot of that this year.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, and Jessica, what do you do when you're not taking pictures? What else do you like to do?
I don't have time to do anything else.
So you take photography besides the racetrack. You have an actual photography business. Is that right?
Yes, but Yeah. Racing consumes probably 80% of what I do. It's, you know, in working with Timmy, it's just nonstop. I mean, he's so busy. We're kind of a, we just keep going. We say to each other, hey, remember when we used to have an off season? And mm-hmm. it's just not the case anymore. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a good and bad thing. It's good for your business, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get to do what you love to do, you never worked a day in your life, right?
That's absolutely right. I'm finding that out. Yeah.
I know you are. You're just as busy. You're just going to keep getting busier, too.
It's just getting busier now that race season is getting geared up. So, yeah, I've got some good things for the future down the road here in the next few weeks. I'm going to be doing some fun stuff too. So, it all goes around with the racing. And really, it's a 24/7, 365 sport. Because if you're not on the track, you're thinking about next year on the track. So that's how it goes. So, Woody,
sure.
Do you have anything else you want to ask or talk to Jessica? I'll be quiet and let you talk.
Well, you know, she's a major force in what we do. She's the assistant director of the series. What do you want to complete this year for the Midwest Compact Touring Series?
I don't know that I've thought that far ahead, to be quite honest. I mean, right now, I still feel like I'm trying to get my bearings with, you know, what I can do to help or where my place with you and Drew are or is. Just because you guys have done this for so many years and this being my first year, I'm still trying to kind of gauge what you guys won't give me mean nicknames for,
mm-hmm.
you know. Being the dream crusher and all.
Well, someone's got to do it. You know, we're both two single males that don't get told no a lot in our life, so got to have someone to do that for us and put us back in our spot. Because if not, Drew will be broke. We'll spend all of Drew's money. I mean, I found a perfect trophy the other day. I didn't send it to you because I didn't want to get yelled at. I sent it to Drew, and he automatically called me going, so you want my checkbook? And I'm like, well, no, it's just an idea I had for the future. And I'm like, don't send it to Jessica because she'll look at the price tag of $199 and go, okay, boys, stop playing.
No. And I think that's one thing that you guys both need to stop doing is making me sound so mean. I was really worried about Bankway and actually meeting people, and they're all going to look at me like, oh, this is that really mean girl that Drew and Woody are terrified of.
Well, you were so stressed out about our banquet. Drew's back on.
Woody, I have
yes,
nothing
sir.
To do with this championship boat. I told you no.
No.
So don't break
I know you
to
told
go.
Me no, but you called me saying, hey, it was a wrestling belt that you go around. I thought that'd be kind of cool to get to a driver. But Jessica's going, no.
No. We have our trophy guy. We're happy with him. He does great work.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
staying there.
Oh, those trophies at the banquet were amazing. I think they were some of the sharpest trophies I've seen. I was really impressed.
We were all at the banquet. Let's talk a little bit about the banquet we had.
Okay.
You know, we honored our champions and our future champions. Pretty good turnout. I think there was a few hitches that we took care of. But overall, I mean, I think we had a very good night. What do you guys feel?
I thought it was a very nice banquet. I knew what your goals were. And you're trying to step it up each year and make it even nicer than the last one. And I thought it turned out fine. Yes, there were some glitches way beyond your control. And when that happens, you have to just pitch in and say, okay, we're just going to make the best of it. I didn't hear one complaint from anybody that was at the banquet about any of it. They all understood. And the awards, like I said, they were amazing. I really, really liked them. Way different than any trophy or anything I've seen. So we got to give kudos to Tim Horvath. But from where I was sitting, it was awesome. I appreciate you letting me speak about the Women's Association. And I'm proud of the two of you and where you've come from and where you're at. And I can't wait to see where you're going.
And I apologize for putting you on the spot and making you pray.
Yeah.
I was like, Melinda, pray. They wanted me to do it, but I think Melinda's going to do a much better job at it.
You owe me one for that.
Yes,
that's
I
one
do.
Thing about you, Melinda. You definitely, you just go with the flow, and you always do such a great job. You know, even being up there and standing in front of a room, of, you know, full of people, you did a great job. Woody, you did a great job. You know, I think your personality is sort of what helped make it great, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. We're going to get you out of your shell, too.
Timmy's been trying for years. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm so shy.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We'll do it. We'll have you up as a guest speaker in a couple of years.
Yeah.
When we go big time and people want, I mean, people are already starting to look at our series and going, these guys got something going on. And the trophies that Timmy did, just, I mean, there was a lot of series and track owners that were like really looking at those hard going, okay, these guys have really just showed us up. And that's really cool.
Those were really nice. Mark and I actually sat at the table with the dad and the son that came from Pennsylvania, and we had a nice conversation with them. So, you know, that says a lot. If they're willing to come that far for your banquet, then that's how much they appreciate the series. And they were telling us about where they were going to go this year and what they were going to do. And so it sounds to me like it's just going to keep growing for you guys.
Well, you're part of it. I mean, you're part of the team. You're going to be one of our, you know, we're going to promote the snot out of you because the one thing I think that we all work good at is, first of all, we're not in this for the money. If you are, we're in the wrong sport. We all have a hardcore passion of this. We sacrifice a lot of our time and a lot of our personal money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of why I think we work together so well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and it's been that way since we started together. You know, we met when I first started sponsoring some events, and I sponsored a couple things for Andy, the announcer's choice and that, and it just seems like we all kind of are on the same path as far as what we believe in, our passion, and where we want to see it go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
With that,
you know, we've all got...
Woody.
Yes, sir.
We can transition real quick. We were talking to Melinda a little bit prior to this, and we've made mention to it a few times over the last couple weeks. But we are going to officially be working and moving with Melinda and getting her own time slot here on Blog Talk Radio on getting a show put together just for her Women's Motorsports Association. So we're kind of excited about that. We'll get Melinda everything she needs, and we'll be here to 100% back her on that. So kind of excited about that, her end, to see what she can do and definitely learn about the many different aspects of women in motorsports, just not front-wheel drive races. So I will definitely be tuning in every week to learn as much as I can about the diversity of what she actually is trying to accomplish.
I appreciate that. I'm excited about it.
And I have a feeling that we're going to probably be guest speakers every once in a while, knowing her.
Yeah, probably.
We owe you a lot.
Yeah. Hey, it's all with Michael, though.
You know,
sorry,
how Woody just invites himself.
Yeah.
I got nothing else going on.
Well, we're all on board. Let's talk about our first race weekend coming up. You know, we've got 57 days before our season opener at Kalamazoo Speedway. That's going to be a huge event, $1,000 to win. The next day we're going up to Jessica's town area. We're going to Berlin. That is another $1,000 to win. And on top of that, Melinda, you want to tell them?
My granddaughter's going to be racing, for one thing.
No, what about the extra, what we're doing for women in motorsports that weekend? Well, actually the whole season, but I have a feeling it might be won that weekend.
Well, the first woman that wins an A feature is going to get $1,000. Is that what you wanted me to talk about?
You got it.
Yeah.
We're the only series that does that.
I've only put a little pressure on my granddaughter. Well, actually, my son-in-law, more so than my granddaughter, a little pressure on them about that. But, I think you're going to have a lot of women show up for those races. That's a good chunk of money for those women to win.
True. What's our numbers you got? You gave a number at the banquet of how many drivers are registered and how many are female.
There's 28 drivers that entered for Kalamazoo. I've kind of slacked on that over the last week. Eight of them are females right now. So we expect to over 10. I got to put a little pressure on Kelly Lilly to get her up there. I'm sure she'll be there. She's not on the entry list. Also, one of your guests tonight, Hannah Thomas and Christina Johnson, Thunderbird Racing ladies, may or may not be there. So there's a ton of Kalamazoo drivers that I may not even be aware of, or Galesburg young ladies, M40 young ladies. So I wouldn't be surprised if we had 12 to 15 females just out there trying to make the A feature the 27th. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I think you're going to have quite a number of women show up for those, just because you have been promoting it. We probably need to do that a little more on my Facebook page, just to get the word out too. But I'm excited about that, because, you know, it's not about the money, or they wouldn't any of them be doing it, because we all know they go in the hole. But it's just kind of exciting to have that kind of money dangling like a carrot in front of your face. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so ready for the weather to change and for it to get started.
Don't look at the forecast for tomorrow.
I already saw it. We're not racing tomorrow, so it's okay.
Yeah, I know, but
it was.
Oh, Drew, we're going to get.
It was like 50 degrees when I went to work this morning, and then when I left work, it was 38 degrees, and the wind was coming off the lake. It was very chilly, so it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's still like in the 40-something here.
Yeah.
It's still in the 40-something here, but we're going to get,
at least coming.
In my area we're in right here to Lansing, we're going to get 2 to 4 inches tomorrow between, I think it's 9 and 10, and something like that.
Yeah, they're saying 3 to 6,
fast.
So it's all right. It'll be gone soon. It's okay. It'll be a good day to be inside making our plans for what we've got coming up.
Yes, that's true.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we kind of put Jessica on the back burner. She's still here, so we got a couple minutes to wrap up with her. Jessica's truly a great asset, not only through the Berlin Raceway HD photos and the Midwest Compact Touring Series. Jessica, you don't like talking about yourself, but what are your goals for the 2018 season, especially through HD photos in Berlin this year? What would you like to accomplish?
I really want to just bring really good product to my drivers. I mean, obviously I love you guys and I do anything to help you guys, but my first thing is my company, HD Photo, and making sure that my drivers are taken care of and that my track is taken care of. You know, with anything I do, I give 200%, and I'm going to give 200% to them and 200% to you guys. But this season at the track, I'm going to be there. I know that's been a concern with some of my guys, and be there as much as I possibly can for them. But we're also going to have the opportunity to bring in other photographers. We work with BJ Burke, who has been the photographer for Ben Welsh Racing and the photographer for Racing Awareness in the past. He comes out to help us here and there, and we'll still be doing so this season. Hopefully we can get Jeremy Bush a little bit more behind the camera and taking some pictures, because he has a really good eye. He's kind of what I consider one of our junior photographers, where he's learning, but he has a very good natural eye to taking pictures, and hopefully bringing other people out that I've met through wedding photography or anything like that, just to give our drivers more variety and other things to see and other things to try. You know, it just helps them. It makes things better for them, and, you know, gets their sponsors' names out there more, the more we have of pictures for them, and it's good for the track, so.
That's good to know, because I may have to borrow one or two every once in a while to make up for some missed events that I may have to do.
I know you've tried to get Squash and I to come out, and we did. We came out to Kalamazoo last year, which is great. You know, that's one thing. I would love to see other tracks. I'm so lucky to be able to go out to Kalamazoo in Berlin. You know, the staff at both facilities are just amazing, but I would really like to see other tracks and stuff too, so we'll have to see what happens.
I know, like, Jay down there at South Bend. He's always welcomes other photographers to come down, and he's a great guy to hang out with. I love going down there and at least once a year and hanging out with Jay and the crew down there at South Bend.
And I think that would be really interesting. And you know, that's one thing that I was actually going to say, Melinda. You know, one of the questions that you usually ask the drivers is when you speak to a female driver, do the male drivers give you a hard time? And
mm-hmm.
me being kind of a shy, meek person anyways, I will say when I first came out to Berlin, I was given a very hard time. It took a long time to build respect, not by the drivers, but from other photographers. And in the past couple of years, I've been lucky to meet Woody and Jay Free and Kim Kupperman and Biggie, like all these different people who are at different tracks and in different series, and learn that there are people out there who are positive and encouraging and be a little bit more accepted.
That's awesome, because honestly, I wouldn't have thought about that the other photographers would give you any trouble, you know, so I'm glad you brought that up, because that just wasn't something that I would have thought about, but now you're one of the guys.
I'm a lot closer, that's for sure. I think I've hopefully worked hard enough to get respect from some of the best out there, so hopefully it stays that way, and just keep working hard at Berlin and keep going as far as I can. I think having pictures at the Speed 51 contest, you know, for the past 2 years shows that we're making progress.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, because I've seen some of the pictures that you've taken. You do a great job. So if they're judging you on your skill, they better back down, buddy. Yeah.
Well, thank
All
you.
Right,
I do appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Hate to interrupt you, but I do have our special guest on the line with us here. I'm going to bring Greg McCarns, the promoter of the Madison International Speedway and the ARCA Midwest Tour. We'll get back with Jessica here probably in about 10 to 12 minutes. Greg's got a tight schedule, so I appreciate you joining us, Jessica, but we're going to bring Greg McCarns online right now. Mr. McCarns, how are you doing tonight?
Excellent. Just getting ready for the race season to get going.
Awesome. You are always busy. You were down in Florida for the Speed Week just a couple weeks ago. It never ends. You're always at a convention. You were at the Racers Expo here in Illinois just the other day. How do you keep up with all this stuff? It never ends, does it?
Well, luckily there's a calendar on my phone. That helps. But, yeah, I'm just on my way back. I just bought a new compressor for the beer cooler to make sure the beer's ice cold this summer. At Madison International, very important up here in Wisconsin to have ice cold beers. So I'm just finishing up with that.
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with that. You know, every time we come to the Midwest Compact Touring Series, actually comes to the Madison International Speedway, I think in the 3 years we've been there, it's rained every night. And I'm surprised you keep allowing us to come back. So at least the beer is cold when we're there, though.
You know, you always remind me about the rain that comes with you after we figure out what dates you're going to be there. So keep that up, because I have a short-term memory. You need to have that in the sport sometimes. But I know the car counts are always big, and I was thinking about the Midwest Compacts with the nice trophy you guys dropped off for us for Track of the Year. I was just reminiscing. It's so cool, the variation of cars and the different, drivers from different states. And then when they get on the big half mile at Madison, it almost looks like you're watching Talladega. And then the next night, we have the guys at Jefferson and the guys are really up on the wheel. So definitely the swing through Wisconsin over Memorial Day weekend is a challenge for driver and car alike. So it's fun to see, and I'm glad we're able to continue that tradition.
Absolutely. If I would have thought 4 years ago when we got the invite from the Dells Speedway up a little bit further north, I met you at the promoters meeting in Indianapolis, and you kind of didn't really spill the beans, but you said that there would be something on the horizon for a Friday night track, and that being Madison International Speedway. Over the going into year four now, are you still excited that you actually took that venture? Because there's a lot of guys at year one that wonder what the heck they've got themselves into, but you're no slouch to this. You've been doing this for a long time.
Well, we've been at it since 2001, and actually every Saturday night of my life from 96 on was at a weekly track, whether it was La Crosse, Lebanon I-44 in Missouri, Elko, Minnesota, or Rockford for 10 years leading up to getting Madison. So always wanted to have a Friday night track. Obviously, you know, had a pretty good idea of what we were getting into. Always a few bumps in the road, but you keep a positive outlook on it, and good things will happen, and we got a great team behind us, and it's our family-owned and operated racetrack. My wife, Angie, and I, you know, we're there daily, and just looking forward to getting going with the season.
Certainly, you have some marquee events that are coming up in 2018. What are a couple of big shows? I know you got ARCA and plus your ARCA Midwest series that'll be there as well this year.
Yeah, at Madison, the ARCA Midwest Tour kicks off our oval track season. We also do what we call street drags, which is 300-foot drags on our front stretch. Our last time out, we had 288 cars, and like last weekend at Schaumburg, all the drag loyalists were wondering, you know, only 300 feet, but that's where all the action happens. It's in the first 300 feet. So very entertaining, very fun, very fast-paced. We run double eliminations with those cars, and we start at 7:30 or done at 10 on the Thursday night program. And then so we actually start on a Sunday with that on April 29th, but then we get into our oval track season. We kick it off with our biggest super late model event of the year at MIS, and that's the Joe Shear Classic. We just announced that that's going to pay $10,000 to win, and we'll continue to pay $1,000 to start. We're very, very big on making sure that the starting money is up to keep as many people playing as we can, so to speak. And then we have two national series coming through. The ARCA Racing Series is presented by Menards is in for the Harris Potato Chips 200 on Father's Day weekend. It's Friday night, June 15th, and that'll be live on MAV. And then we go first time ever. We have the big cars, the USAC Silver Crown cars, come to Madison on June 29th. That's a combo event with the Big 8 Series, which has been coming to Madison since 2005 and always puts on a good show, along with our fireworks that night. So those are two really big events happening in June, and then we follow up with the must-see sprint cars that a lot of folks in your region are familiar with. This will be their third straight year in a row coming to Madison, and the fans just go wild for when the sprint cars hit the track, and I do too. So as a race fan, it's cool. Every week, you know, I'm able to book something different in, and every week is something new for us, so it keeps us on our toes and keeps everyone entertained.
Absolutely. You work hard extremely to please everybody, not only at Madison International Speedway, but with the ARCA Midwest Series and the other tracks that you do events with, like at La Crosse. Talk about how it felt to be recognized a little bit for the Midwest Promoter of the Year down at Daytona for Speed Weeks.
Quite the honor. I was at a sponsor meeting earlier today, and he was asking about it. And I said, that's one of those life goals. And obviously I didn't get the national one, but was able to get the regional, which is an honor in itself. But we were, I think we're close to getting that national deal, but very happy. And Steve Beitler is a good friend of mine. He was able to win it. And hopefully our time's coming down the chain. But you look at who's won that in the past, and it's people that I consider heroes and mentors in the sport. And some of them are still around, and I still talk to them, and some of them have passed, but their lessons still hold true today. So there's a lot of tried-and-true methods in this short-track auto racing world, and those guys helped instill that in me and have helped us have the successes that we've had at Madison. So really cool to be up there on the stage and be recognized for our efforts.
And it's definitely for the effort that you put in there. We have dabbled in the past with leasing racetracks, but the one thing I took away from my first year being at Madison International Speedway is one night after the races, I couldn't find out where you were at. And one of your officials actually said he is at the front gate shaking the hands of every race fan that actually came through the event. And I thought that was just the coolest darn thing I've ever seen in my life. We had a rough night at the Galesburg Speedway, one of the shows that we leased out there. One of the traveling series only brought three winged figure eight cars. And instead of hiding in the office, I remember what you did. And I stood out there at the end of the night and shook everybody's hand and apologized. So, and that's just a attribute to you for what you bring to the racing community. You can always learn from a promoter, and I'm sure you've learned that through the line of the many years that you've done this. So what are some of the tracks or promoters that you've kind of taken away from things and thought that's pretty darn cool?
Well, every time I go to a racetrack, I learn something. So probably to a fault, I try to go to as many racetracks as I can. And each summer I find a new racetrack I haven't been to. So whether it's the Cedar Lake for the USA Nationals and you know, dirt late models, which is pretty far from what I do, I can always learn something, whether it be camping. I went down to Pensacola for the Snowball Derby for the first time this year. Angie, it's always, her birthday falls on Chili Bowl weekend every year, and she just begged me to drive cross country to go to the Chili Bowl a few years ago, and we took that in, and that was a joke, but we had fun doing it anyways. But anywhere I go, whether it's Eldora or to a small fairgrounds track in Indiana, you know, I'm going to take notes and I'm going to take something away. But guys like Roger Van Dalk that run Wisconsin International Raceway, he's got his concession stand down, just phenomenal, great food, great prices, and they pack him in on a Thursday night in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, and in rural Green Bay. So, I mean, what they're able to do, I took one of my one of the kids that worked maintenance for us, I took him on a Thursday night to help hand out flyers, and we pulled up, and we're still a mile from the track, and traffic was backed up, and he thought there was a wreck. I'm like, no, it's Thursday night in Kaukauna. And, you know, you see that, and that's he's been doing it since the 80s. Guys like Terry Tucker at Jefferson, the guys that have been in the sport and have the staying power, and you can always learn something from them, because, you know, to last this long in this sport is tough to do, and in order to do it, you need to be smart and treat your customers right. So always learning. Never stop learning.
Awesome, Greg. Well, I know we're running short on time here. I greatly appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. As we get closer to the regular season, we'd definitely love you to have back on the show again one more time, especially before your ARCA Midwest Joe Scheer Classic coming up here at the beginning of May. So if you have some time then, we'd love to have you back. So.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having us on, and looking forward to the Midwest Compacts at Grundy County on July 14th with our ARCA Midwest Tour Wayne Carter Classic. Going to be a great summer, and glad you guys are a part of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Greg. We'll let you run, and we'll talk to you soon, and thank you for everything you do for us.
You bet, guys. We'll see you at the races.
Thank you. Greg McCarnes, the promoter of the Madison International Speedway, a big thank you to him for joining us here tonight. We could sit here for hours on the phone and just be entertained with the knowledge of that gentleman that certainly a lot of success from the ARCA Midwest Series, through his mom and dad, through the old ARCO Series. Truly excited. Well, we're back, Jessica. We're bringing you back on here for a few more minutes.
I'm still here and just being quiet.
You're being quiet. Awesome. So definitely Greg McCarnes is a good guy. You actually got a chance to meet him, and we were picking his brain down at PRI a little bit. And, man, the knowledge he rolled off in about 10 minutes of talking with him was just tremendous.
It was extremely a very enlightening conversation, that's for sure.
We got a lot of great ideas and talked a little bit about some of them at the banquet, or what we're going to do, what he does with his ARCA Midwest with the driver loyalty program. We're looking to roll that out through the Midwest Compact this year. So a lot of excitement. It's kind of odd not hearing Woody's voice here. Really odd.
I'm right here. I'm just listening.
Are you going to say, did you mute him?
No, I'm here just listening in, taking in all the knowledge.
Awesome. Well, Jessica, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and then we got a special guest coming on. We'll let Melinda take that over. And then after Hannah Thomas comes on, we will kind of close out with finishing up about the banquet. But you were talking quite a bit about at Berlin Raceway. Are we going to be able to get Nick on here shortly?
I don't know. We're going to keep trying. I keep trying and trying. He's a busy guy, especially the closer we get to the season. But we'll see what we can do.
Absolutely. We'll definitely try to get a promoter show on here maybe in the next couple of weeks. Well, Jessica, we really appreciate you, everything you do. I'm going to let Melinda take a couple more questions at you because you'll think I'm, like, putting you under the bus. So.
Oh, make me the bad guy.
Well,
you're
just very you're just very good at what you do. Your questions are just awesome.
Well, I try to think ahead and write them down, and that makes it easier. So, so Jessica, tell me, I don't get to Berlin very often, I'm ashamed to say, because it's a great track. So can you tell me, are there very many women that race there? And do you get a chance to photograph them and get to meet and get to know them better, or not? How does that work? Because you're kind of the minority at whatever track you're at. So are you just too busy that you don't really get a chance to meet the people, or tell me how that works?
Well, I'm lucky enough that when I'm shooting at Berlin, my husband shoots with me, or like I said, I do have two other photographers that will shoot with us. So a lot of what I get to do is, and Woody makes fun of me for this, is kind of be a little bit more social. And that's how I get those pit shots, is that, people see me and stop me and talk to me, and I'm walking around the pits, you know, taking orders for autograph cards or photos or, just chit-chatting. And they get used to seeing me and don't really pay attention to me after a while. And that's how I get those shots where they, they're standing there contemplating and not worrying about having a conversation with me, or, whatever the case may be. I know the whole racing community is it's a small place, and we're all very close-knit. And, yeah, we're competitors, but we're all still supporters of each other. And I see that a lot at Berlin, a lot with our drivers. Not just, the females, but everybody helping each other out. And I'm pretty lucky to have a pretty good relationship with a lot of our drivers out there.
So you just hit the key word, relationship. So you know me well enough to know I'm all about that, not only with send out cards, but with the Women's Association. So that's exactly why you get those shots, because they're comfortable having you hang around. So they're not worried about, are you looking at the toolbox, or what are you doing? Who are you? You've made friends with them. You've built relationships. And so now they're comfortable, and they know that if they see you taking pictures, it's not a big deal. They don't get wound up, or they're probably excited because they know they're going to see something cool, when it gets put out there. So I like that part of it. I like hearing you're the social part of it, and you put your husband to work. That's good. See, that would be how it works for me. I would put my husband to work doing something, and I would be the social one walking around and talking to everybody. That's how I got to meet Woody and Drew and the other people that I've made friends with. So you'll have lasting relationships with those people, I know for sure. So you love racing. When did that start? Did you go to the track when you were a little girl, or how did you get started loving racing?
Actually, I did. My uncle raced mini champs at Berlin and County Zoo when I was 3-ish years old. And then growing up, he raced different classes. And so we would go to the track. My mom was actually a really big race fan. And as I got older, it became kind of mine and her thing to do together. Her best friend's son raced out there, and my uncle still raced when I became a teenager. And it just kind of was our thing.
So was Berlin the track that you went to?
Yes.
Was Berlin where you went? Yeah?
Always, yeah.
Always. So you must live up in that direction.
I do. I grew up in Grand Rapids.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So what's on the schedule for Berlin this year? You said you're working on some projects. Are those anything you can share? Do you know of anything like special things they've got going on this summer that you would want to give them a little bit of a shout out so they could get some people up there that maybe don't come as often?
Well, I know that we have a special deal for our opening night. I'm just bringing up our schedule because I have just Midwest stuff on my brain right now.
Oh, of course. well, I know Midwest is going to be there.
Well, our opening night for Berlin is April 21st, and that's going to be the Super Late Model, Super Stocks, Mod, Sportsman, Four Cylinders, and our VROAs. Plus, it's $2 off of admission. So it's going to be a huge, huge night. Oh, my gosh. That's the $2 off if you wear blue.
Okay.
Berlin is really good about supporting different causes. The reason that they're doing the blue thing is to support autism for the Family Network. They do a lot with Lori's Voice. That's something that we got to go out and take pictures with, and Dave and Lori Hastings are amazing people. They do a lot of different things. It's not just a racing facility.
Okay. That's very cool. So I'm going to have to kind of give you a thank you and stop our conversation here a minute because we're kind of running out of time. We've enjoyed learning about what you do and knowing that you're actually the brains behind the whole operation. And thank you, Jessica, for all that you do, keeping those two guys in line. And I know there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that people have no idea what it takes to do this, and I know you're a big part of that. So we wanted to have you on so people knew who was doing this and also to give you some kudos saying thanks for all you do. And if you're at Berlin this summer, look for the photographer. Say, hey, Jeff, I heard you on the radio, and I'm sure we're going to have you on again before the season's over. So thanks, Jeff, so much for joining us. And I hear that Hannah is on the line. Are you there, Hannah?
I am.
Hannah, welcome. I have to tell you, first of all, that when I started the International Women's Motorsports Association, I had a lady reach out to me from East Sussex, England, and her name is Hannah Thomas.
I saw that, yeah.
So I apologize. I know I sent her the email with the questions, and then I told her why, and she laughed, and I said, I'm going to have to get the two of you together. So
definitely.
Welcome to the show, Hannah. So I'm going to just kind of ask you a few questions and let you tell us about yourself, you know, your name, where you live, how did you get started in racing, and just a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Hannah, or at the track, number 12. I'm from Shelby, Michigan. I'm 17 years old. I'll be 18 in June. I was 15 when I got my first race car, so I started racing at 16. So.
Okay. And what kind of car is that?
I raced a Dodge Neon in the Warrior class.
Okay. All right. And do you still have that car, or you have a different one?
I ended up selling that this year after this last race season, and I got a new four-cylinder, so I'll be racing a Cavvy this year.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So I'm assuming you're going to be in Kalamazoo to try to win the $1,000.
Yes, we're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a big draw for you to
Definitely. Come
here. So if you're 17, you're still in high school, I assume.
Yep. I go to Shelby High School. I also attend Nuevo Career Tech Center for early college.
Okay, so what are you studying there?
Right now I'm in criminal justice.
Okay, all right. So what's your home track? Where do you normally race?
My home tracks are Winston Speedway and Thunderbird Raceway.
Okay, all right. And then you're going to do some races, I think, with the Compact Series this year, it sounds like.
Definitely.
Right. So how did you get started in racing? Who started you?
Well, my family has been in it for as long as I can remember. My grandfather and my uncles all did it. And I grew up around it, grew up at the racetrack. And when I started getting older and realized and could actually go and understand everything, I thought it was time for me to get started in it, and it was probably the best choice I've ever made because I love it.
So what is it about racing that you love?
Racing is great, but I think that the bond that I have with the fans and being a role model to the kids, I think that's it's just the most rewarding thing that I think I can get out of racing. And it takes a lot to build up that respect, but once you have people out there to support you, it's the best feeling ever, because no matter what, you always have those people in the stands that, no matter if the night's good or bad, the little ones always put a smile on their face. They always come down to the pitch and ask for pictures or autographs, and it's really, really rewarding. So I think that's
you're
my
kind
favorite
of a hero
part.
When those kids are little like that, aren't you? They look
yes.
up to you. Yeah.
Yep, and I love that. I love it.
So are there other women that race with you, like at those tracks? Are there, would you say there's a lot or not very many women that do?
There's a group of girls. There's not many, though. Heidi Barnhart and Madison Crane are two of the girls that race there, and they're probably the best group of girls I've hung out with. So.
Okay. All right. So what are your goals for your racing career? What if you had all the money and all the time, what would you like to end up doing with your racing? Is it more a hobby or is it something you want to do long term?
Well, I know that I said that I was in criminal justice. I figured out that that's not the occupation I want to go into. So I kind of fell back on racing because racing, I love it. It's a passion. So I want to make that into something that I can do. And I think my biggest goal would be to compete at a professional level someday. And with my new sponsors, I feel like I'm headed in that direction. This year, I actually, I filled out a resume for ARCA and I submitted it. And since I'm under 18, they could only certify me for 3/4 mile tracks and under. So I did get that certification. So
good.
I think that's a good step for me. Yeah, definitely. So I think that now that I'm getting older and the opportunities come, I think I can step up in my racing career. That'd be my number one goal, definitely.
So who helps you with your race car, like in the pits or who, you know, during the week to fix things? Who's the people that you couldn't race without?
I have to give it out to my stepdad from Mike's Second Auto Body. He's the one that him and my mom actually bought me my first race car, and they helped with it countless hours and actually teaching me how to work on my own race car. And the help and support from my family members and the friends that I pit next to every week at the track. I've actually had on a couple nights where I've been in wrecks and the car hasn't been finished, and Chad French and Katie, our photographer, actually lent me their cars, so that bond is really good. So I have to thank my friends and family for being the biggest help out there.
That's normally the answer I hear, but, you know, I always like to ask because there always seems to be somebody that kind of you looked up to or that got you interested. So
yeah,
that's great
definitely.
That we want to give them a shout-out for helping you out there. So do you have any marketing partners that you would like to notice while we're on the radio?
Yes, definitely. This past year wasn't such a good year, but towards the end I was making more getting up there again. And Mike Lewis actually came to my pit, and he is my biggest sponsor for this next year. So I want to give a shout-out to Prestige Energy LED Lighting for being my biggest marketing partners this year.
All right. That's great. We can't do without those guys either.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you like to do when it's not race season? What else do you do? You're a high school student. Do you play any sports? Do you work a job? What other things do you like to do?
I'm really busy with school and stuff. I work at Affordable Auto in Shelby, so most of my time outside of racing is doing extracurricular activities. I'm in a couple health department groups in my community, so I keep busy with volunteer work, getting involved in work in school. So I definitely keep busy.
Okay. Do you have any siblings that you want to say hey to?
I have a younger brother, Ryan, and an older sister, Brooke. And, they've been there every week supporting me. And I think it really brought us together as siblings. I think them biting their nails when I'm racing, kind of nervous for their sister.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
I get a lot of support from them, so. That's good.
Yeah, the families have to be behind you guys, especially as kids, because you sure couldn't do that by yourself. And it's good to know that you've got those fans in the stands too. So you're going to maybe change your career path. You know, it's a good thing that you kind of found that out before you went too far. So that's not a bad thing. So what do your friends think about you racing?
Oh, my friends call me crazy. they find it fascinating, though, because I think racing is not a common thing. When you ask someone, hey, what's your hobby, and you come back with, oh, I'm a race car driver, it kind of sets them off guard a little bit. they seem to ask every question possible. I don't mind it. I like it. And it's really nice to have those friends that get involved and want to be there and to support you. And it also helps the track out with bringing more people out. And they're good supporters. They're always there. So
good. That's awesome. So we're just about out of time here. In fact, we're at 9:01. So is there anything else that I didn't ask you about that you would like to share with us, either about yourself, your family, your race career? It's kind of just a wrap it up here. What did we not talk about yet?
Changing my occupation. I got accepted to the University of Northwestern Ohio, so I'll be attending there in August of this year for high performance motorsports. So that's a big leap in my career right there.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
Definitely, yeah. And since we're running out of time, I kind of want to leave with a note that never think that you can't do something. I was told multiple times last year that my first year, I wouldn't last 1 year in racing. That's what I was told. And here I am going to my third year and pursuing a career in racing. I was told that I was too much of a little girl to compete in that big rollover contest that we had at Thunderbird. and I'm sitting here as the first female in history to accomplish that. So, male or female, if you strive to do something, you really take the risk to do it, and don't let anyone stop you or make you think you can't, because you can. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned from being a female in racing.
Well, Hannah, that's huge, and I like hearing that, because that'll serve you well all through life. If you think you can, you can, and if you think you can't, you can't. So have that positive attitude, and you're going to go very far. It's been a pleasure speaking to the correct Hannah Thomas. And, Hannah, I'll be in touch with you. I'd like to do a story about you in the magazine, so I'll be in touch with you about that. And is there anybody on the line here that has any questions for her, or are we going to wrap it up?
We do have some extra time. We did slate this for 90 minutes today, so if you do have some extra questions, do feel free to reach out to Hannah, guys.
Yep. One of the things I've always wondered, especially with a young driver, you said you got a few years. What's your proudest moment in racing? I mean, I've talked to some of these veterans that's been racing 20 years, and they have so many opportunities that they've raced at, but you're so young with so many, with only 3 years, you still have to have that proud moment. What was it?
I think my proudest, I think there's a mix of two proud moments. I know my It's a funny story. My first ever test and tune was my first time in a race car ever, and I did not do so well. I think I was kind of – I didn't really have the competition there, so I didn't really – I didn't get up to speed or anything, and they were kind of worried about me. But my first night ever in a race car, I've never raced at all. It was at Winston Speedway, and I ended up winning by half a track lead. So I think I shocked a lot of people, and I think that was one of my biggest proudest – my most proudest moment. And then there was another time this last year where I talked about how my car wasn't ready, and Katie, the photographer at Thunderbird, actually lent me her stick, but I've never raced a stick, so I was kind of nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to stall it, I'm going to mess up, and my first time racing a stick shift, I ended up winning by half a track, too, so, and I didn't stall it. So I think that goes down in the book.
That does go down in the book.
So what is your main goal for the 2018 race season?
I think my goal is not so much to race at one track for points. I really want to get out and explore new racetracks and meet new people and kind of broaden my race, my tracks. I don't want to stay in one area. I think I'm going to travel more. And I think that's my biggest goal for 2018 is just kind of getting out there and experience, getting more experience and opportunities.
And you said you're going to try to do at least some ARCA this year?
Not this year. Nope. I really want to. So when I turn 18, I'll be able to race on those over 3/4 mile tracks. And as I get the opportunity to, I think I want to move up into ARCA eventually. I think that would be an awesome experience and a great opportunity for my career. So that's definitely what I'm pushing towards. So.
And then I heard something you were talking to Melinda about. You were talking about different races and things that said – did I hear you say you were in a rollover contest?
I was.
How was that?
It was an experience. Well, I saw it my first year, and I watched it, and I said, Mom, I think I want to do that. And she gave me the biggest eyed look, and she said I was crazy. And everyone else said I was crazy and that I wouldn't do it. Well, the next year, this last summer, I talked to Tom Sprague, and I asked him, I said, hey, I really want to do this, and he ended up sponsoring me a rollover car, and we built that in about 2 or 3 days, and I was out on the track flipping it, so.
How many rolls did you get?
I ended up getting half a roll. I didn't know how to do it. I hit the ramp the wrong way. I ended up rolling, so that was good. But, unfortunately, I couldn't go again because my fuel lines had broke. But, it was good to be the first girl in history to do it. So that was my goal this year, was to at least do it. This year will be the rolls. I'll get more rolls this year.
You guys do bus races up there?
What was that?
Do you guys do bus races?
I think they used to. We didn't do them this past 2 years.
Those are
cool.
Fun.
They
I got involved. I got involved with one of those, and let me tell you about some fun. And yes, I did put my bus on its side.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think that'd get a lot of people's attention. So.
Yeah.
People love the bus races. So, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
it was a pleasure. Yep, go ahead, Linda.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
Okay, I was just going to tell you, it was a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to see you at one of our events. And going for that. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, and I say hopefully you're going to grill one of those that's going to go for $1,000.
Yeah, I hope you come to Kalamazoo. That's close to my house, and that way I'll get to meet you in person, Hannah.
That'd be awesome. I think I'll make it down there.
I'll be expecting to see you then.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you again for being on, and like I said, I'll be in touch with you to do some more press for you and get your name out there, and we really appreciate that you took the time to be with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was such an honor. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, she's a very well-spoken. She knows what she wants. I love her that she's got her, you know, her head on straight. She knows what she's doing in life. That's kind
yeah.
of, that's really cool.
You know, aren't you amazed at, because really we've had mostly young people on this show so far, under 21 at least three, let's see, there's four, at least four of them were under 18. And
mm-hmm.
how well-spoken and smart they are. I mean, not that I think they would be dumb, but I'm just amazed really at their wisdom for being so young. It just,
yeah.
I love listening to their answers.
And they have something to show the older generation of drivers too. I mean, these are the future of motorsports. We look at some of the different tracks that are struggling, and part of the reason is they're not getting the young generation in.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a couple different racetracks every year, and one of them, you know, he looked at it a couple years ago and said, you know, the track's going to die unless we get younger people in, and he started up the Bandolero class, which is doing pretty good. I've watched, the first year Bandoleros. I've got three of them, I believe, are going to run Sportsman next year.
Yeah.
So they're moving up, and they're the future of the sport.
Well, and the same with the little Kalamazoo Speedway. Look
oh,
how
yeah.
many kids
I mean,
have moved up to race
you know,
at the big track. You know, I think that's the goal of all those little kids, especially when they're sitting right next to the big track. They look over there and they go over there and watch those people, and they watch kids that maybe they raced against when they were rookies. And, you know, you've got to keep the kids involved, and for one, to keep them out of trouble, and two, it's a great family. It's a great family
you know,
sport. It takes everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you know, the kids, they have the big track to look at, but a lot of those drivers that started out in quarter midgets are there. I mean, I'll go over there after a practice or after an early night, and I'll see Ben Raver over there. He's always helping out. What I really like is the kids have something to look forward to. Carson Hubier,
mm-hmm.
who
right.
is, what's he going to run, trucks this year?
I heard he's got still the late model, so I think he'll be doing more than one thing. But, yeah, I mean, don't we all follow Carson? We've seen him from the time he was a little guy. And to see somebody from our area that we know do so well, you know, that's encouraging to the other kids and gives them something to focus on and to dream about. So, you know, that's
really
I love
to watch. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to watch these kids and you want to watch these young girls, these little girls, go to a quarter midget track. You know, it's not just little Kalamazoo, but all the quarter midget tracks around. We've got one in Lansing. And it has to be the ratio from boys to girls at the quarter midget level is just, it's about even. And I see these girls beating up on the boys daily in these quarter midgets.
Oh, I can tell you when Maddie McKenna raced at LKS, there were more girls in their classes that they raced against than boys. Sometimes it was an all-girl class. So there definitely were a lot of girls in the quarter midgets, and there still are. So that's, you know, we've got Taylor moved up. Taylor Sexton moved up. We interviewed her. Maya McKenna moved up. This year, Taylor Imus is moving up. I think there's another... Oh, there's another girl. Darn, her dad's going to kill me for not thinking of her name. But there's another girl. I want to say her name's Taylor, too, but I could be wrong. They've all moved up, and they all used to race each other over at the little track. So it's fun to watch these kids come into the sport.
You know,
and actually,
I know
who you're talking about, Melinda. She's actually going to race with us this year.
Okay.
I gotta pull up.
I can see her face. I can see your dad's face, but yeah. Anyway, I'll think of it.
How does it make you feel, Melinda, watching these kids grow up? I know I was working with the Midwest Indoor Racing Series where we ran indoor races with, you know, quarter midgets all the way up to 410 sprints. And mm-hmm. I remember Carson racing his quarter midget there. And some of these kids that's moving up, and I see a few more kids that's still way younger than Carson that's going to be up racing Carson in NASCAR eventually. Just watching these kids grow up makes you feel old, don't it?
Oh, boy, does it. My granddaughter's a freshman. My other granddaughter's a seventh grader. You know, I have grandkids that are in college. So, yes, it does make you old, and especially when you saw them when they were 5-6 years old and they were little tiny kids in those race cars, and now they're running at the big tracks. It definitely makes you feel old. Thank you for making me feel great tonight.
Well, let's talk about...
I can always count on you, Woody.
You got it. Let's talk about what happened last weekend. We had our award ceremony. Drew, you want to chip in a little bit on that one?
I definitely will. Real quick, the young lady's name is Madeline Branch. Is that correct?
Madeline.
Madeline. Oh, yeah, her dad's going to kick our hiney.
Yeah, Madeline Branch. That's it. Thank you, Drew, for getting us out of trouble.
I did their hero cards for like 5 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
She is actually on our roster to race at Kalamazoo on opening night. So talk about jumping from the quarter midgets to a tough field of race cars. I'm actually really excited to have her a part of our organization. Maybe we should try to get her on the show.
Let's try to get her on. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I don't think she raced quarter midgets last year. So she's had a year off, if I remember correctly. So now she's, you know, she's really going to jump in with both feet. So that's exciting. Her dad's a big supporter of her, and her mom is too, and so that's going to be fun to watch those girls race against each other.
Absolutely. We had a great banquet this weekend. I'm very excited to hear you speak and see the passion that you bring with your association and watching the people be engaged with what's going on. I know Leah and her family were truly excited to become members. They are very excited about that part. Man, you hit it on the head with those trophies. I went on the limb. I trust Timmy Horvath. He's always done great work. I gave him 100% creative control over what he was doing. These are all his original ideas and designs. And, man, I'm getting messages from Paintsville, Ohio, Lake Erie, Pennsylvania. Even Greg McCarns mentioned how nice those awards were. So I felt honored that we have a sponsor and a supporter in Tim Horvath that can bring us to the next level. You know, everybody had a great time. The young people, the Cofflers out of Pennsylvania, actually Paul Sr. actually won the tire-changing contest. Woody, since I think he finished like second or third, but I think I DQ'd him already anyway because he was like 40 seconds off the pace. But
I was up there. I just let him win.
Overall, I got to say a big thank you to Send Out Cards, your association. R&D Painting actually did a free sandblasting giveaway. Metal Man out of Elkhart, Indiana. My good friend Curtis Gray gave away 5 sheets of aluminum. That stuff isn't cheap. Old Man Father Time, Freddie Trout, gave away a free paint job for a race car for autographics out of Elkhart as well. Melinda, do you want to guess who won the free sandblasting and the paint job out of all people?
Oh, probably Ron or Mary Beth.
No, it was actually Camille. Camille Lewis.
Oh, really?
Won.
That's exciting. So, Camille is also one of our members.
She also got pit suites, or the 4 tickets for Berlin also.
Oh, that's a nice gift there. Yeah, awesome.
A big thank you, Woody. Thank you for reminding me, Nick at Berlin, for donating those. Just so many giveaways, so many great memories of a 2017 season. Again, it was great to have R&D Painting there, one of our only sponsors that actually showed up for the event. They were very excited to be there. They're very excited to have Leah getting her training wheels off to speak this year and getting her more engaged with our series. So over a little close to 50 people there. It's our largest attended banquet since we've separated from the VCTS series. It was a great weekend, kind of stressful. Want to thank everybody that pulled together. Jessica, Woody, even Freddie Trout was bussing tables and putting salads out there. You know, you can only deal with the hand that you're dealt, and I think our group and our organization did extremely well there. So it was certainly it's not an individual effort. It's a group effort. As Greg McCarns, I drove all the way to Illinois early Sunday afternoon to make sure he got his award. So honestly, I didn't have to drive to Madison before the season starts to get that to him. But his very first question was how was your banquet? And I said, you know, honestly, it didn't go as to plan. His major thing, first thing he said was, it happened to me last year. You just got to make sure that you make it right next year and you do one that they don't forget. So we'll live and learn what we did this year, and we'll go back to the basics because we did it at an old-fashioned little bar last year called Tailgaters. And you know, from the singing, the karaoke, to just the closeness and the atmosphere was much better. We tried to put it a little bit more upscale this year. I'm not giving up on that idea, but I think I got some ideas for next year to definitely make it a little bit more sociable and a little bit more fun. Definitely really, really appreciate that. So got to laugh at a Facebook message they just got. So, but overall, thank you to everybody that drove a long, long, long way. And it's going to be a great 2018. And Melinda, we're excited to have you a part of it. And all of our young ladies, veteran race car drivers, new drivers, and seasoned race car drivers from all many states. I think we're up to about 6 or 7 states that are racing with us this year. So
that's exciting. I'm excited to be a part of it. I won't promise to travel everywhere, but I will be at the ones that are local. And I'm excited about it. I haven't seen this series yet. So I want to see who all's going to come and be a part of it with us.
You weren't at Kalamazoo when your granddaughter raced with us last year?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I was. I was at that one. Yeah, I can't forget that one. That was a good night.
Absolutely. So, well, I definitely appreciate everybody coming aboard and helping us out with us. We'll be back next week here on Blog Talk Radio. Melinda, we have to talk offline on what day and when you start your show and get your creative juices going and what we can do for a name. And we'll do a quick walkthrough on everything, and we'll get Woody working on getting some intros and commercials ready for you as well. So,
all right. Sounds like a plan.
Speaking of commercials, I do have to talk about one of our newest sponsors, Stream Smart TV. I want you to feel the revolution. I want you to cut the cord. We're going to teach you how to save monthly bills. And waiting for our Facebook post for that. I'll be doing a bunch of lives on that. But this is a great opportunity for you to cut the cord, save some money, and we're going to get proud sponsorship with Pat McNamara and Stream Smart TV.
Jessica, do you have anything in closing tonight? I know you've been hanging patiently with us through the entire night.
I just want to say thank you to all three of you for giving me the opportunity to talk and be on the show tonight. And I do like to be behind the scenes, but I'm also okay to talk sometimes. And a huge, huge thank you to Horvath Design for the great trophies and helping us out with Banquet and everything that they do for us.
Absolutely. Melinda, any closing statements on what's coming up with the association, your upcoming magazine issue that you have coming out in the next week or so?
We have some great stories in there, and I promise next week I'll kind of give you the lowdown on who you can read about in there. But the decals, as I said, have arrived. The membership cards are here. So if anybody wants to partner with us and become a member, We'd love to have you. That's how we're going to be able to do things. As you guys know, nothing's free. And so the more that we get people to partner with us, the more we can do for these ladies. So check it out and become a member with us. And we're going to have a lot of fun things going on this summer between all of the things we've got planned. So.
Absolutely. And Woody, RW Motorsports Marketing, thank you for your donations that you gave, the couple hero cards. Anything on your end? I know you got a lot coming up as well.
Well, just get ready for the race season. You can contact us for all of your graphic and photography needs. Hero cards, T-shirt designs, banners, sponsorship, anything you need like that, just contact us. I have a whole realm of products and stuff that you can do, and I'm actually working on something new. I'll have, hopefully, within the next few weeks, I'll have the first product out, and you'll be able to look at it. It's cool, something unusual, something to promote your sponsors, yourself, your race team, and be proud of it.
Hey, I need one of those blankets. Don't let me forget.
Yeah, I got to remind me so you can, yeah, so you can
okay.
Order you a blanket.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Well, absolutely.
Thank you, Melinda.
We'll be back. Yes, thank you, Melinda, for everything you do. Thank you to Hannah Thomas for joining us, Jessica as well. Jessica, I would have known you for 6 months. I would butcher your last name still. So I just say Jessica Squash, thank you for everything you do. And, as well, Melinda, we'll be back same time next week. Thanks, Greg McCarns, for joining us. Stay tuned to all of our Facebook and websites. We'll have an update on Melinda's big show debut next week at some point. And I'm going back to work trying to get this order to invoice so I can get paid and don't have to eat romaine noodles like Woody does for the remainder of March. So thank you, everybody. Have a good, safe week, and we'll talk to everybody soon.
See you guys.
You're listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. All the compact racing news in one spot. With your hosts, Drew Jack and Woody.